So what I would say about those people, going back to the tribe, is that they are people, and it's very dangerous and it's very offensive to say that because they are different in intelligence or physical form, that they are therefore not human. Because it's from that idea comes the hierarchy. Mm.
But what if there's no way of teaching them about the gospel? Well,
how do you know? How do you know that?
Because these people
human, they're capable of learning.
They're not those.
Just that no one's there to teach them.
They're capable because
they're primitive. They're primitive.
They are capable. Going back to the same.
But they've been isolated. They're primitive because they're isolated.
Going back to the same thing.
Have you heard the story? Yeah.
You took a baby from there into a modern city and brought them up.
Children.
They would be like you or me.
Saying that.
In terms of what they can learn and stuff,
what about the older people that it's just too late for them to learn?
Well, again, it's like, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
But for me, the key thing is, it's not about becoming a good human in society. It's actually, as I said, God puts eternity on our hearts. It's the fact that if you are of the human race, your heart has eternity set on it. There is a part of you that is seeking God. And that doesn't mean you have to become a very altogether human being in a nice city environment with a sophisticated human. You just have to, you will naturally, by your human birth, by being related to the first Adam, you will be able to connect with God, and God will be able to meet you
where you are.
And that's not because of not because of a biological thing. It's not about getting into an English or Western. We've got this idea in the West that we've managed culture, and if you're not part of the Western culture, you're not civilized. But it's all about the heart, which every person has, no matter where they are and what culture they're in and how good they are at speaking.
So can we conclude that you don't need to know Jesus in order to get to heaven?
No, I'm saying that you can know Jesus without being in a very English culture.
Right.
I can say you don't have to be in a nice English Western culture to know Jesus. Jesus can meet you without us and our culture.
But does it help to be so exposed to the gospel?
Not necessarily.
Compared to
look at the amount of atheists are in our society.
It can go against you if you've been presented the gospel in the wrong way,
or if you've been presented with alternatives to the gospel, which are huge.
So is more choice worse off than no choice at all?
It's all about who
you are. I guess in a lot of ways it is.
In some people, some ways
there's a missionary guy that's done...
No, he'd be mischievous.
There's a missionary that used to do a lot of work in Peru, and he used to literally live on his own in a tent in a jungle, and he travelled to all the very little villages. And people would say, oh, it must be really difficult being a Christian. He said, no, in that sort of place, it's the easiest thing in the world, because you have to depend on God.
Yeah.
Whereas here, you can depend on anything. We can depend on family, housing, television, we depend on so many more things. Whereas to be isolated and for it to be just about you and God is actually
like a monk.
And I think actually being alone in a jungle, maybe not knowing much about our culture, in some ways God can use that much more than understanding everything and having lots of degrees and money and security, because you start to find your security in those things.
Only thing is, this research that they did proved that they were very heavily involved in magic. They could do voodoo and stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
That's because they need to think beyond humanity.
But if God was to influence them, then...
They're God-shaped whole with something else.
So God isn't with them.
Yeah. Well, not until they find him, like anybody else in the West. They're in the same position, but in a very different way.
Until God has been able to penetrate them, the people in that tribe that have come before, that have died, without God being able to saturate them or in, let's talk about...
There is
I'm so tired.
Is it Peter? I don't know. When Jesus died in the 3 days between the first day and the third day, that he went into hell to preach to those that had died in the flood. Do you know that bit?
That's First Howard, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be.
That suggests that he
preach to those that weren't that couldn't be preached to because he didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't around.
So that you would take that line as an umbrella to cover everything.
It gives me a hope that God can actually speak to people that weren't spoken to.
It's a matter of knowing the attributes of God and knowing that he wouldn't knowingly condemn anyone to hell without having a chance for heaven. Yeah, yeah. So, it's an attribute.
Because in a sense, hell is somewhere people who reject God go to. You know, they turn their back on him and walk into outer darkness.
If they don't know that God
they have to walk into his light and accept him. Yeah. And that takes, obviously, Jesus in that. Or they reject him and walk into outer darkness.
And they can't.
And that's what hell is.
Hell is a place where you've rejected God if you don't know that God exists.
Yes.
And you haven't rejected him because you haven't known about him, so you can't go to hell.
Yeah.
From that reason.
So that's a whole other little area that obviously is a bit baffling.
Saffron Planet. Making sense of it all.